Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们翻开马太福音,
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第16章.
We'll read verse 16, 18.
我们读第18节.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
马太第16章第18节.
And I also, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得。 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。Verse
24.
第24节.
Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我， 就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。For
whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。For
what does a man profit? If he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then He will render to each according to his doings.
人子要在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临。那时候，他要照个人的行为报应个人。The
letter to the Ephesians.
我们再翻开以弗所书
Chapter 4.
第4章.
We'll read the first 16 verses.
我们读1到16节.
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络。 竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
There is one body and one spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主，一信，一神。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Wherefore, he says, having ascended up on high, He has led captivity captive, and has given gifts to man.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
He that ascended, descended, is the same who has also ascended up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
In order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching, which is in the sleight of man, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematize error.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in the measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to the self building up in love.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in thy presence,
亲爱的主，我们再一次聚在你自己同在的跟前。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们心里面满了感谢。
We want to thank thee for being so faithful to us during the past few days.
我们感谢你在过去几天的里面，你是那样以信实待我们。
We thank thee for bringing us to this last full day of the conference.
我们感谢你，你带我们进入最后一整天的聚会。
Dear Lord, we want to offer this day into your hand.
我们愿意把今天一天奉献在你的手中。
We pray that thy presence be with us.
我们求你与我们同在。
We pray that thou will remove any veil that may be still upon our heart.
我们求你挪去我们心中仍有的帕子。
We pray that thy word will really penetrate into the depths of our being.
我们求你的话实在能够透入我们人的深处。
And bring us into thy eternal purpose.
把我们带进你那永远的旨意。
Dear Lord, we confess that without thee, we can do nothing.
我们承认离开你，我们不能够做什么。
But with thee, all things are possible.
我们知道我们愿尽一切所能的。
We confess that we are an impossible people.
我们知道我们是一般无望的人。
But we thank thee because this is what thou art looking for.
但是我们感谢你，你是那样的要得着我们。
So Lord, we pray that even in this late hour,
主我们祷告，就算在如今这个最后的时刻，
thou will bring us into the way of the cross.
你把我们带上这条十字架的路上，
that it may lead us into thy eternal purpose.
这条路就把我们带进你那永远的旨意。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. We have been fellowshipping together on the theme of the way to the eternal purpose of God, which is the cross.
我们一直在交通道，通到那神永远旨意的道路，就是十字架。
If we are able to look into the very heart of God,
如果我们真是能够看到神的心，
What do you think we will see there?
你想你会在那里看到什么？
I believe that in the very heart of God, there is only one person.
我实在相信在神的心中只有一位，
and that is his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
就是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
The heart of God is centered upon his Son.
神的心思是集中在他儿子的身上。
He loves his Son and he does everything for his son.
他爱他的儿子，他为他儿子做一切的事。
But if we look into the heart of our Lord Jesus,
但是当我们看我们主耶稣的心，
What do you think you will find there?
你以为你在主耶稣的心中找到什么呢？
You will find his church, his body.
你会看到在主耶稣的心中你找到的是他的教会，他的身体。
So according to the word of God,
根据神的话，
The whole Bible tells us these two things.
整卷的圣经告诉我们这两件事，
Christ and his church,
基督和他的教会。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
But the only way to know Christ and to know the church,
那唯一能够认识基督和他教会的那条路，
is through revelation.
那是借着启示。
God has to reveal his Son in us.
神要把他的儿子启示在我们心中。
And the Son has to reveal the church to us.
而神的儿子要把他的教会启示给我们。
Without such living revelation,
如果没有这样活的启示，
our concept of Christ and our concept of the church are very, very inadequate.
不然我们对于基督，我们对于教会的观念就非常的不够。
The only way to really know what Christ is and what the church is, we have to look to God to give us revelation.
唯一的路我们能够认识基督，认识教会，就是我们要求神把启示给我们。
But receiving revelation from above is one thing.
我们能够从上面得到启示是一件事。
To know Christ and to know the church is one thing.
认识教会，认识基督是一件事。
But to really win Christ and live in the church, there is the need of the cross.
那真正要得到基督跟活出教会，那我们需要十字架。
So that's the reason why this time our emphasis is on the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
所以这一次我们所重点的乃是讲到进入神永远旨意的道路，十字架。
The cross gives us Christ.
十字架把基督给了我们。
And the cross gives us the church.
十字架把教会带出来。
Yesterday morning, we begin on this matter of the cross and the church, on the cross and the foundation of the church.
昨天我们讲到基督与教会，我们开始在于讲到十字架是教会的根基。
Our Lord Jesus said to Peter,
我们的主耶稣基督对彼得说，
You are Peter,
你是彼得，
a stone,
一块石头，
a small stone,
一块小石头，
on this rock, massive rock,I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石，这大块的石头上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The foundation of the church, the rock, is our Lord Jesus.
教会的根基，那个磐石是我们主耶稣基督。
Because there is no other foundation we can lay but Christ Jesus.
因为我们除了耶稣基督就不能立其他的根基。
But as we mentioned yesterday morning,
我们昨天早上提到，
even though our Lord Jesus was sent by the Father,
我们的主耶稣基督是被父所差遣，
and he was sent withA mission.
父差他来有一个职事。
He will not be able to fulfill his mission if he does not go to the cross.
如果他不上十字架，他就不能够完成父所差遣他的。
If he should come into this world,
他这样来到这个世上
and become a man,
成为一个人。
And he lived his life for 33.5 years.
他在地上活了33.5年的时间。
A perfect life.
一个完全的人。
A life that really answers to God's desire.
那一个生活是完全照着神的心意来活。
And if he should just live for these years, and then he ascended to heaven.
他就是这样。活过这33.5年就升到天上。
Then brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
he failed, he will have failed in his mission.
他就会在他的职事上面没有成功。
So far as he himself is concerned, he is a success.
对于他个人来讲是成功了。
But so far as mission is concerned,A failure.
但是从他的职事上来讲是失败了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
because of his amazing love for us,
因着他对我们那奇妙的爱，
he is not thinking of himself.
他没有顾到他自己。
For himself, nothing is better if he should ascend from that Mount of Transfiguration.
对他自己来讲。如果他能够从变幻山上升天，那是好的无比。
But for our sake,
但是为了我们的缘故，
He went to Calvary and died. on the cross.
他为我们去了加勒山，为我们上了十字架。
So at the end,
最后
of his crucifixion,
在他被钉十字架最后的时刻
，he shouted, "It is finished."
他喊出来说成了。
The mission is accomplished.
那个执事已经完成了。
Redemption is accomplished.
哦，救赎已经完成了。
He has fulfilled his mission as the sent one.
他已经完成了他被差遣来的使命。
And we also mentioned yesterday morning.
昨天我们也讲到
，When the soldier thrust the spear into his side.
当兵丁拿枪扎他的肋旁的时候
，Out of his broken heart came out blood and water.
从他那破碎的心中流出了血和水。
Out of the cross of our Lord Jesus.
从我们主耶稣的十字架那里
，comes out the material, the raw material for the building of the body of Christ.His church.
在那里得到了他教会被建造的材料。
We remember in Genesis chapter 2.
我们记得在创世纪二章里面。
God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmate, his like.
我要为他造一个配偶，他的同类。
But after God led all the living creatures to Adam,
当神把各个活物带到亚当的跟前
，Adam couldn't find in all these living creatures his like.
亚当在所有的活物当中没有找到他的同类。
So God put him to sleep.
所以神叫他沉睡
，and then God opened his side.
神把他的肋旁打开
，and God took out something out of Adam.
神从亚当里面取出一些的东西
，and with that he built a woman.
用着那些的东西，他在那里建造了一个女人。
So when God led Eve to Adam.
当神把夏娃带到亚当跟前
，Adam immediately found and said, "This is me."
亚当马上看到这是我。
And they are united into one.
他们就联合而为一。
But in the case of Adam,
对亚当来讲
，his surgery.Is painless.
他身上被动的手术是没有痛苦的
，because that was before sin entered into this world.
因为那是在罪进入这个世界之前。
But in the case of our Lord Jesus,
但是对于我们主耶稣基督来讲
，when he was crucified on the cross,
当他被钉在十字架上的时候
，he went through the utmost suffering.
他经过了那极大的痛苦
，because sin was in this world，
因为罪已经进到世上来。
Thank God，
感谢神
，His blood is for the remission of our sins。
他的血是为我们赎罪
，and the water is His life given to us。
水乃是他的生命给了我们。
And with this life, the church is to be built.
因着这个生命，教会被建立。
Now this morning we would like to consider together on this matter of the cross and the building of the church.
今天我们一同来思想十字架跟我们被建造在一起。
We remember.That after our Lord, after the Father revealed the Son to Simon Peter,
我们记得当父向西门彼得启示之后，
After the revelation of Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God，
当耶稣基督是基督，是永生神的儿子启示显明之后，
Then our Lord Jesus continued to reveal to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and he would be killed, but on the third day he will be raised.
我们的主就启示出他要上耶路撒冷，他要被杀，第三天要复活。
In other words，
换句话说，
the way to be Christ, to fulfill his mission as Christ, he must die on the cross.
这条能够完成他成为基督使命的这条道路，乃是上十字架。
To our Lord Jesus, the cross is a must.
对我们主耶稣来讲，十字架是必须的。
He is Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这是耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
You cannot separate Christ from the cross or the cross from Christ.
你不能够把基督跟十字架分开，也不能够把十字架跟基督分开。
It is the cross that gave us Christ.
是十字架把基督给了我们。
But it is Christ who gave us the cross.
是十字架，
基督
是基督，他给了我们十字架。
And then our Lord Jesus continued to say to his disciples.
我们的主继续的对他的门徒说。
If anyone desire to follow me,
若有人要跟从我，
he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In other words,
换句话说，
the cross is necessary for Christ himself.
十字架对于基督来讲是必须的。
The cross is necessary for us to be built as his church.
十字架对于我们来讲，为了建造基督的教会也是必须的。
The raw material is here.
这些的材料是在这里。
But how can these more raw materials be built up together into the house of God?
怎么样这些的材料，这些的原料被建立成为神的家？
It is through the cross.
那是借着十字架。
Without the cross, the church cannot be built.
没有十字架，教会就不能被建立。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our Lord Jesus said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me.
我们的主耶稣说，你要背起你的，你要舍己，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Our Lord Jesus is the foundation of the church.
我们的主耶稣，他是教会的根基。
But this foundation is different from the foundations that we see when we are building a physical house.
这个跟我们建造一个普通的房子的根基是不一样。
Even though the foundation supports the house.
虽然这个根基在那里支持着整个的房子。
But the foundation and the house may be of different materials.
但是那个根基跟房子可能用的不同的材料。
But when our Lord Jesus said, I will build my church.
当我们的主说，我要建造我的教会。
He is building a spiritual house.
他是在那里建造一个属灵的一个灵宫。
He is building his own body.
他是在那里建造他自己的身体。
So we find that the relation between the foundation and the building are organic.
所以我们看到那个根基跟这个被建造的房子当中的关系是有机的。
In other words,
换句话说，
the building is the outgrowth of the foundation.
这个 房子乃是从根基上面长上来的。
It is the extension of Christ.
是基督的伸延。
So what is in the foundation is to be in the building.
所以根基是什么，房子里面的本质也是什么。
That's why we find in the scripture it said we must be rooted and built up in Him.
所以圣经就告诉我们说，我们要向上来扎根，在他的上面生根建造。
Now our Lord Jesus is the rock.
我们的主他是磐石。
He is the foundation.
他是那根基。
Now in Isaiah chapter 28,
在以赛亚书二十八章里面
，verse 16,
第十六节。
Therefore, thus say the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I lay for foundation in Zion a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that trusted shall not make haste.
以赛亚二十八章十六节，所以主耶和华如此说，看哪、啊。我在西安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
God said, "I lay a foundation in Zion."
神说，我在西安立下一块石头为根基。
And that foundation is a stone, a rock.
这个根基呢是一块石头。
But more than that,
不单只这样。
It is a tried stone.
是试验过的石头。
It has been tested.
是经过试验的。
And found perfect.
是完美的。
That speaks of the life of our Lord on this earth.
这是讲到我们的主在地上的生活。
How he has been tested.
他是如何的受过各样的试炼。
He was tempted in all things without sin.
他在各样的事情上受过试验而没有犯罪。
He is a solid rock.
他是那稳固的根基。
And not only that.
不单只这样。
He is a precious rock.Cornerstone.
它是宝贵的房角石。
Not only a stone, a tried stone.
不单单是一个经过试验的石头。
But a precious stone.
是一个宝贵的石头。
And he is the sure foundation.
它是信靠的人是我们真正的那个稳固的根基。
Now if the foundation is of this manner.
如果那个根基是这种的光景
，then the building must be of the same quality。
那个房屋也是同样的本质。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，you remember the story of Simon Peter？
你记得西门彼得的故事
？In John chapter 1， his brother Andrew。Led him to Jesus.
在约翰第一章，他的兄弟安德烈把他带到耶稣的跟前。
And the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus looked at him.
我们的主看着他。
The word look there means he will look him up and down.
那个看就是从上到下来看。
He will look him into his very being.
他是看进他的里面去。
And then the Lord said,
然后主说
You are Simon.
你是西门。
Son of Jonah.
是西门巴约拿的儿子。
But you shall be called Cephas.
你要被称为基法，称为那块石头。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you know, Simon originally,was a very outspoken person.
你知道西门本来是一个很喜欢讲话的人。
Usually he will speak before you do.
一般来讲他都是比别人先发言的。
He will even speak before Christ speak.
他比基督 还先讲话。
But strangely that when he was led to our Lord Jesus, he was speechless.
但是很奇妙，当他给带到主的跟前，他无话可言。
Because when our Lord looked at him,
因为当我们的主看他的时候
，look into his very being，
因为当我们的主看到他里面去的时候
He couldn't say anything.
他无话可说。
And the Lord said, "You are Simon."
我们的主说你是西门。
Now, of course, he knows himself as Simon.
当然他自己知道他叫西门。
He does not need the Lord to tell him that you are Simon.
他不需要主告诉他说你叫西门。
But there is a meaning behind.
但是那里有一个这样的意思。
The Lord said, "You are Simon."
主说你是西门。
That's what you naturally is.
这是你天然的所是的。
You're born of your earthly parents.
你是从你属地的父亲生出来的。
And you're given the name Simon.
所以你就起名，被起名叫做西门。
That's what you are originally.
这是你本来的就是这个样。
But you shall be called Peter.
所以你要被称为彼得。
In other words,
换句话说
，The Lord said, "I will do a work in your life."
换句话说，主说我在你的生命里面要工作。
I will transform you from Simon to Peter.
我要把你从西门变成彼得。
Simon, a man of dust.
西门乃是出于尘土的人。
Because we naturally are made of dust.
因为我们都是。天然的人被是尘土所造的。
But our Lord Jesus said, "You will be a stone."
那我们的主说，你要成为一块石头。
When we come to the Lord Jesus,
当我们来到主的跟前。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们真是真正的相信他的时候。
A new element enters into our life.
一个新的元素进到我们生命里面。
And changes from dust.To stone.
把我们改变从尘土变为石头。
So when Simon confessed the Lord Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
当西门在那里承认你是基督，是永生神的儿子的时候
，Our Lord Jesus said, "You are Peter."
我们的主说你是彼得。
Now you are a stone.
如今你是一块石头。
You are now a living stone.
你现在是一块活的石头。
And Peter understood it.
彼得他明白。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 2,
因为在彼得前书第二章那里
He said, "When we come to the Lord Jesus, we all become living stones."
他说当我们来到神的跟前我们都要像活石。
To be built up into a spiritual house,
被建造成为灵宫
a stone,
石头
but a rough stone,
但是是一个粗糙的石头
we know Peter is a rough stone,
我们知道彼得是一块粗糙的石头
and for that stone to be built into the spiritual house,
让这块石头给建造进入灵宫
It has to be tested.
要经过试验。
It has to be disciplined.
要受过训练。
It has to undergo suffering.
要经过一些的痛苦。
In order that it may become a tried stone and a precious stone.
要能够成为一块被试验过的石头，一块宝贵的石头。
That's why you find.After our Lord Jesus called Peter to be his disciples.
所以当我们的主呼召彼得做他门徒的时候
And during those 3 years and so,
经过大概那三年的时光
we find that our Lord Jesus worked in the life of Simon Peter.
我们就看到我们的主在西门彼得的生命里面工作
Oftentimes, we find the Simon in Peter rose up.
我们经常看到在彼得里面的西门跳出来。
As a matter of fact, immediately after the Lord said, "You are Peter."
就是当主刚刚说完你是彼得之后
，we find this man.
我们就发现这个人呢
，say to the Lord Jesus.
就对主说。
You don't go to the cross.
你不可以上十字架。
The Lord said, "I will go to the cross."
主说我要上十字架。
But Peter said, "No."
彼得说不要。
Be good to yourself.
哦，你要照顾好自己。
Natural love.
天然的爱。
Natural mind.
天然的心思。
Natural mind does not want to suffer.
天然的心思不要我们去受苦。
And our Lord Jesus had to turn around and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
我们的主要对他说：“撒旦，退我后面去。”
Here you find Satan has a footstool, has a foot in this man Simon Peter.
你看到撒旦在西门彼得的身上有一块踏脚石。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主耶稣基督之后
，Thank God we are living stones.
感谢神，我们是活石。
There is a new life in us.
在我们里面有一个新的生命。
All the potentials are there.
但一切潜在的力量都在里面。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜
，we find that our old life.Is still there.
我们发现我们的旧生命还在那里。
Our old nature is still there.
我们本来的天性还在那里。
Our self, our flesh,
我们的自己，我们的肉体
are still there.
还在里面。
Within us there is a treasure.
哦，在我们里面有一个宝贝。
But outside of the treasure, there are still earthen vessels.
但是在宝贝外面还有哦这个瓦器。
Oftentimes we find what comes out is not Christ in us, it is our old self.
我们经常发现在我们身上出来的不是基督，乃是我们的老我。
And these cannot be built into the church.
这些不能够被建造成为教会。
So we find that during those years when Peter Follow the Lord Jesus.
我们看见在那些年日，当彼得跟从主耶稣的时候
，He was dealt with by the Lord many, many times.
我们就看到主许多次，彼得在那里受主的对付。
Because he was an impetuous person.
因为他在那里，他是一个就是这样的一个人。
And he's very outspoken.
他是一个就是这样非常喜欢讲话的人。
So you find that among the disciples, he was the one who was dealt most.
你发现在门徒当中，他是受对付最厉害的一个。
Sometimes I feel sympathy with him.
很多时候我都很同情彼得。
Peter, if you only shut your mouth.
哦，彼得，如果你不讲话就好了。
How good it will be.
啊，那多好啊！
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
that's human wisdom.
哦，那是人的智慧。
Because he will not have the opportunity to be tried and to be purified.
哦，如果不然的话，他就没有失去这样的机会被试验、被炼净。
Again and again, the Simon in Peter came out.
一再、又再、再而三的。在彼得里面的西门出来了
，And our Lord Jesus had to cut him off.
我们的主在那里要对付他。
You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration?
你记得在变化山上
？He said, "Now it is good to be here."
他说我们在这里真好。
Let us make three tabernacles: one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
我们在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
And we will just stay in open air.
那我们就露天都可以了。
Because it's so good here.
因为在这里实在太好了。
And the Bible says he does not know what he is saying.
圣经说他不知道他讲什么。
But he feels he has to say something.
他以为他一定要讲一些话。
So that Moses and Elijah will not disappear.
不然的话，摩西跟以利亚就不会离开。
And the heavenly Father had to cut him off.
天上的父亲。要切断他的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Again, you find when the tax collector comes.
你也看到当收税的人来的时候。
That is collecting the temple tax.
就在那里是收丁税。
And they say, now, does your master pay temple tax?
他说你们的夫子付了丁税吗
Without consulting our Lord, she said yes.
他没有问过主，人说你父子父不父定说，他说父。
After he promised that, then he came to the Lord.
他对人说答应了别人以后，然后他就来找主了。
So the Lord said to him.
主就对他说。
Now who is going to pay the tax?
说谁付税啊？
Will the son pay the tax?
那儿子需要付税吗
？But our Lord Jesus rescued him.
我们的主再一次救了他。
He said, "You go and try to fishing."
我们的主说你去钓鱼吧。
And when the first fish comes to the hook,
头一个上钓的鱼
，there will be the money for you.And for me.
那里面有一块钱是够你我顶税用的。
Now, Peter is a fisherman.
彼得是一个渔夫。
He cast the nets.
他在那里是撒网的。
And get lots of fish.
他就会捕到很多的鱼。
But to hook one fish.
但去钓一条鱼。
I think he would be very impatient.
我想他实在没有耐性。
The Lord dealt with him.
主对付他。
And again, you find he came to the Lord.
你看到他又来到主的跟前。
He said, "My brother, sin against me."
他说我的兄弟得罪了我。
Seven times,
七次
I forgot, I forgave him.
我都饶恕他。
Would that be enough?
那七次够不够啊
？Now he was trying to get the praise from our Lord.
他是在那里希望主能够赞赏他。
For a man like Peter,
对于彼得这样的人
，to endure for seven times, that's a miracle.
去忍耐七次，那是一个神迹啊。
And who is that brother?
他的兄弟是谁呢
？Andrew
是安德烈。
Now what kind of person is Andrew?
你这安德烈是怎样的人呢
？Andrew is a quiet person.
安德烈是一个很安静的人。
Very careful person.
很细心的人。
He can notice very small things.
他可以察验到很小的事情。
Among thousands of people.
那种上千上万的人。
He could see a little boy has two fishes and five loaves.
他可以在千万人当中看到那个小孩子有五饼二鱼。
Now this kind of person is a careful person.
这样的人是一个很细心的人。
Probably he will rarely offend anyone.
我相信他很少得罪人的。
But oftentimes that is true.
我想经常一般来讲都是这样。
The one who thinks he is offended is the one who offends.
很多时候，那个他以为别人得罪他的那个人呢，他就是得罪人的人。
So our Lord Jesus said, not seven times.
我们的主说，不是七次。
70 times 7.
是七十个七次。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，that's impossible.
那是没有的。
To Simon, this is impossible.
对西门来说，这是不可能的。
This is death.
这是死。
But that's what the Lord wants to do with him.
这是主把他身上做的。
He is a person who is so self-confident.
他是一个大有自信的人。
He loved the Lord.
他爱主。
And he really loved the Lord.
他真的是爱主。
So he told the Lord.
所以他对主说
，If all the others I'm willing to go and die with you.
别人都离开你，我愿意为你舍命。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说
，Simon, Simon,
西门，西门
，Satan has asked,
撒旦要得罪你。
He wants to sift you as wheat.
他要像筛麦子那样筛你。
But I have prayed for you.
但我已经为你祷告。
When you are revived,
当你
restored by your brother,
当你回头回到你弟兄们当中的时候
，brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，he is so sure of his love.
他是在那样觉得他是有这样的爱心。
And he denied the Lord 3 times.
但他否认主名3次。
He came to his end.
他来到他自己的尽头。
He wept.
他流泪。
And thank God, he was restored by the Lord.
主在那里恢复了他。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
you find that Peter, even though he is a living stone,
彼得他虽然是一块活石，
he is such a rough stone,
他是一个那么粗糙的石头，
full of his own self,
满了他的自己。
And our Lord Jesus had to deal with him.
我们的主要对付他。
Deal with him in love.
用爱来对付他。
Deal with him with patience.
用耐心来对付他。
Until Peter becomes a precious stone.
直到彼得成为一个宝石。
So you find that in New Jerusalem,
所以在新耶路撒冷，
there are 12 foundations.
在那有十二个根基
，of 12 precious stones，
有十二个宝石。
And the first stone is sardis，
头一个宝石是红宝石。
Probably this refers to Peter，
很可能是讲到彼得。
And we know， jasper，
是碧玉。
The first one is jasper，
哦，头一块是碧玉。
And Jasper, we find, when you see God, he looks like Jasper.
绿宝碧玉就是当你看到神的时候，神像碧玉。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this stone has to be tried.
这些的石头要经过试验。
This stone has to be changed into precious stone.
这些石头要被改变成为宝石。
And then it can be built into the spiritual house.
然后才能够可以建造成为灵宫。
So we find that all the processes,
我们看在这一切的过程的里面，
painful as they may be,
可能相当的痛苦。
So far as the flesh is concerned, is painful.
对于肉体来讲是有痛苦。
But they are all positive.
但是这都是正面的。
Towards the purpose of God.
都是积极的向着神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Peter, after he has been dealt with,
彼得当他经过对付以后，
then when he wrote his epistles,
当他在那里写彼得书信的时候，
For instance, in 1 Peter,
在彼得前书
Chapter 1,
第一章，
In 1 Peter chapter 1,
彼得前书第一章，
Verse 6,
第六节，
Wherein ye exalt,For a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
That the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold, which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise.And glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And then again in chapter 4.
然后在第四章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Beloved, take not as strange the fire of persecution which has taken place among you for your trial, as if a strange thing was happening to you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为稀奇，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
But as ye have shared.In the sufferings of Christ, rejoice that in the revelation of His glory also ye may rejoice with exaltation.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So what happened in the life of Peter?
所以我们看到在彼得的生命的里面
happens to every one of us.
在他所经历的，在我们的身上也要经历。
Because our Lord wants us to be built into His church.
我们的主要我们被建造成为他的教会。
So He has to do all these works.In our life.
所以他要在我们的生命里面做这样的工作。
If we refuse,
如果我们拒绝他在我们身上做工，
then we will be unfit in the house of God.
那我们在神的家里面就不能够被建造。
So brothers and sisters, the cross is a must to the church.
弟兄姊妹，对于教会来讲，十字架是必须的。
The reason why the church is not built as it should.
今天为什么教会没有被建立？
Is because God's people.
是今天因为神的儿女们。
Try to avoid the cross.
是因为我们逃避十字架。
Now our Lord Jesus said, "If anyone desires to follow me."
我们的主说，若有人要跟从我。
This is his path. This is his way.
这是他的途径，这是他要走的路。
It is the way of the cross.
这是十字架的道路。
And if anyone desires to follow me,
如果有人愿意跟从我，
the Lord said, you must deny yourself.
你要舍己，
take up your cross and follow me.
背起十字架来跟从。
The cross is something that we must take up.
十字架是我们都要背着。
But cross is also something that we can avoid.
十字架也是我们可以避开的。
You can take it up, or you can bypass it.
你可以把它背起，或者你可以绕它而过。
Now what is a cross?
那十字架是什么？
A cross is when God's will and your will cross each other.
十字架乃是你的旨意跟神的旨意相冲撞的时候。
If you insist on having your way,
如果你坚持要走你的路，
You escape the cross,
你就逃避了十字架。
But you lose your soul,
那你就丧失掉你的魂生命。
If for the sake of Christ and of His gospel,
如果你为了主的缘故，为了他福音的缘故，
You are willing to let yourself die.
你愿意叫你自己死，
And let the will of God go through you.
让神的旨意从你身上走过去，
Then you win your soul.
那你就得到你的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
So here you'll findWe must take our cross.
在这里，我们看到我们必须要背起我们的十字架。
But how can we take up our cross?
那我们怎么样能够背起我们的十字架？
Something that seems to be opposite to us.
对于我们来讲，那是与我们相反的。
Something that is killing us.
在那里，这个是要杀死我们的。
Something that is reducing us.
在这个是要我们被减少的。
Something that is breaking us.
这个是要我们被破碎的。
Naturally speaking, we will never be able.To take up our cross.
从天然来讲，我们是永远不会背起这个十字架。
We can be as brave as Peter.
我们可以像彼得那么勇敢。
I'm willing to die for you.
主啊，我愿意为你死。
But to say it is one thing.
说是一件事。
To do it is another thing.
真正的能够活出来是另外一件事。
We cannot do it.
我们做不出来。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the secret is here.
秘诀在这里。
The Lord said,
主说，
deny yourself,
舍己，
take up your cross,
背起你的十字架，
and follow me,
来跟从我。
If we do not deny ourselves,
如果我们不舍己，
it is impossible to take up the cross.
我们没有可能背起十字架。
So our problem is, We fail to deny ourselves.
我们的难处乃是我们没有舍己。
So this has something to do with consecration.
这个是跟奉献有关系。
I mentioned it last night.
我们的弟兄昨天已经提到。
Romans 12.
罗马十二章。
Therefore, beloved, I beseech you, by the mercies of God.
说亲爱的弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Which is your reasonable service, spiritual worship.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的，是属灵的敬拜。
That is the very basis of our Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活最基本的。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主以后，
if we want to follow the Lord,
如果我们愿意跟从主，
the first thing we must do,
头一件我们必须要做的，
is to present our bodies a living sacrifice,
乃是将身体献上，当作活祭。
The reason why it used the word bodies,
为什么这里用到将身体？
Because its emphasis is on our practical daily living.
因为这里所着重的乃是我们日常生活一些具体的事情。
It actually includes our whole being.
这个就包括了我们整个的人。
We need to present our whole being as a living sacrifice to our Lord.
我们需要把我们整个的人当作活祭献给我们的主。
And when we are doing that,
当我们这样做的时候，
this is denying ourselves.
这是舍己。
We want to live for ourselves.
我们要为我们自己而活。
We want to hold on to our rights.
我们要抓住我们自己的权利。
But when you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
但是当你把自己献上当作活祭的时候，
it means that you let go yourself.
就是说你放下你自己。
It means that you are willing to give up all your rights.
就是说你愿意把你自己一切的权利都放弃。
It means that you are willing to let Christ be the Lord over your life.
意思说你愿意主做你生命的主。
You want his will to be done.
你愿意他的旨意成就。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that is consecration.
这是奉献。
Consecration is not trying to do something for God.
奉献不是为神做什么事。
That will follow.
哦，那是后面的事。
But consecration is giving up yourself to the Lord.
奉献乃是把你自己完全的交给主。
It is denying yourself.
这是舍己。
I do not know myself anymore.
我不再知道我自己。
Whenever I rises up,
每一次当我出现的时候，
I say I don't know you.
我说我不认识你。
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与主同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
哦，现在活着的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
那是基督在我里面活。
He has every right over me.
他在我身上有一切的主权。
His will be done, not mine.
他的旨意要成就，不是我的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
consecration is not just once for all.
奉献不是一次就行了。
It has to have a beginning.
是需要有一个开始。
One day you have to be moved, constrained by the love of Christ.
一天你要被基督的爱来激励。
You're willing to give up yourself to him.
你愿意把你自己献给他。
Allow him to work out his purpose.
让他在你身上活出他的旨意。
And then daily,
然后每一天
，as the burnt offering，
哦，像哦燔祭一样
，is repeated morning and evening，
每天早上、晚上献上
，and is being added when there are festivals，
哦，如果有节期， 还要加上更多的祭。
When you are under testing，
当你受试验的时候
，and when the cross is before you，
当十字架面对你的时候
，and you have to decide whether you will take it or you will escape it。
当你在那里要挣扎，你要背这个十字架，还是要绕过这个十字架
？Only by rededicate, give your life to the Lord。
只有再一次把你自己奉献给神
，You're able to take up the cross and follow the Lord。
你才能够背起这个十字架来跟从主。
Many times there are struggles。
多少时候他有挣扎
，But finally，
但最后
，His love overcomes。
他的爱得胜。
You're willing to let go yourself。
你愿意放下你自己。
That's consecration.
这是奉献。
Consecration is a way.
奉献乃是一条道路。
It goes in the way of the cross.
是在十字架的道路上面。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find that the cross is a must to us.
十字架对我们来讲是必须的。
But there is more to it.
但还有。
Because it is not just making you a model.
正义不光光是叫你成为一个模范
，making you a monument.
不是叫你成为一个纪念碑。
This is not God's purpose.
这不是神的旨意。
God's purpose is not just to make you a spiritual giant.
神的旨意不是叫你成为一个属灵的伟人
to be admired by people
哦，叫别人来羡慕你
as a monument standing there
哦，好像一个纪念碑那里矗立在其中
God wants a body
神要的是一个身体
He wants a house
他要一个家
Therefore you find that all these living stones has to be built together
你就发现这些的活石要被建造起来。
There is not only the work that needs to be done to each stone.
在那里不单只是在每块石头上面需要做的工。
Turn the raw material into useful material.
把这些原始的材料成为合用的材料。
But afterwards,
之后
you need to fit them together.
你要把它们联络建造在一起
build them together according to the design of God
把它们建造根据神所设计的
so there is much more working of the cross needed
所以在那里有更多十字架的工作的需要
now we find that in the Old Testament times
我们发现在旧约的里面
God let his people out of Egypt.
神把他的百姓带离埃及。
He brought them to Mount Sinai.
神把他们带到西乃山。
And there he shared his heart.
在那里神把他的心思向他们打开。
Why did God deliver them?
为什么神要拯救他们?
What was the reason behind it?
神拯救他们的原因在哪里
？God said, "Because I want to dwell among you."
神对他们说，因为我要住在你们中间。
Build me a sanctuary.
为我建造圣所。
That I may dwell in your midst.
我能够住在你们其中。
And you find that when God the people to build him a sanctuary.
当神告诉他的百姓为他建造圣所的时候。
He showed Moses the design.
他把他的设计告诉摩西。
But where are the materials?
那材料在哪里呢
？He called the people.
他
to offer heave offering.
他呼召他的百姓们献上爱心的奉献。
You know the children of Israel; they were slaves.In Egypt,
你知道以色列的百姓他们在埃及是奴隶。
They own no properties.
他们没有什么财产。
They did not even own their own lives.
他们连自己的性命都不属于自己。
But when God delivered them out of Egypt,
但当神拯救他们出埃及的时候
，You remember God made them people in the world.
他们从世界上有钱的人
，They spoil all the riches of Egypt.
他们用埃及一切的财
，They carried all the riches of Egypt out with them.
所以他们就带着埃及一切的财富出埃及。
And then God said.
神就对他们说
，Give me a heave offering.
把爱的奉献献上。
What out of what I have given you?
哦，这从我所给的你们的当中，你们奉献。
You give back to me out of love.
你们要因着爱来奉献给我。
Legally, all is all God.
从原则上来讲，这一切都是属于神的。
But God will rather that His people will give willingly and lovingly.
但是神愿意他的百姓甘心乐意的献上。
So they began to give.
所以他们就献上。
Gold, silver, iron, brass,
金银铜铁
and all these linens and purple and scarlet.
这些麻，这些紫红色的线。
And acacia woods and also other things.
哦，这些许多的木材。
And precious stones.
还有宝石。
And oil.
还有油。
Now all these things actually came from God.
这一切都是神给的。
But out of the abundance, they give willingly to God.
在这些丰富的当中，他们甘心乐意的献上。
Now that is a figure of consecration.
这是一个 instrument 在新约的里面。
After our Lord Jesus has come,
当我们的主来了
，He brings us to the very origin.
他把我们带到源头。
And that is present our bodies living.
那就是把我们的身体当作活祭献上。
The redeemed belongs to the Lord.
这些被赎的是归于主的。
So it is but right for us to do it.
所以我们是理所当然的。
Not your silver and gold.
哦，不是金银
，but yourself.
是你的自己。
But after all these materials are given,
当这些的材料都献上之后
，much work has to be done.
许多的工作要开始。
All these woods had to be cut.
这些的木材要在那里给锯开。
And all these cloth has to be weaved.
哦，这些所有的东西都要把它理好。
And all these gold had to be beaten.
这些的金要把它锤好。
Everything had to be done so that it would take form.
哦，一切都要预备成合用的那个形式。
And you find all the furniture. In the tabernacle,
你就发现在会幕里面一切的器具。
Now the same thing is true with Solomon's temple.
同样，所罗门建造圣殿也是如此。
David prepared much material for the house of God.
大卫为建造神的殿预备了材料。
Out of his affliction,
因着他里面对神的那一个感激
，He gave.
哦，因着他就把都奉献给神。
Out of his affection for the Lord,
因着他对神的
he gave out to the Lord.
他奉献。
He gave according to all his power.
他因着他所有的，他拥有的，他都给了神。
And everyone who's heart touched, they gave.
每一个被感动的，他们也奉献上。
And then we find.The workmen had to come and work on these things.
我们就发现这些的工人要开始在那里做。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Not only individually, the Lord has to do much work.
灵里面要工作
，but in putting us together,
借着圣所，十字架也要在我们当中整体的面。
So,
弟兄姊妹，我们知道以弗所书。
Is concerned with the eternal purpose of God.
是讲到神那永远的旨意。
Especially in this matter of the church.
特别是讲到教会。
In the first three chapters, maybe,
在前面三章,
we can say that it is a revelation of the church.
我们可以说这是教会的启示。
How the church is the body of Christ.
教会如何是基督的身体。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22-23,
在以弗所书第一章22-23节那里告诉我们说,
Christ is head to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And how the church is the new man.
教会如何的是那个新人？
neither Jews nor Gentiles.
哦，不再是外邦人，不分是犹太人。
Because God has bring them into one new man.
因为他们把两下归为一体。
The church is the house of God.
教会是神的家。
The foundation and the cornerstone.
是哦，是根基，是房角石。
The 12 apostles are the foundations, and Christ is the cornerstone.
哦，十二个使徒乃是那个根基，主耶稣基督是房角石。
And it is the household of God.
哦，这是神的家。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we find that in the first three chapters,
在前面三章的里面,
it tells us what the church is, revelation.
启示出教会是
什么？
我们看到实际的活出。
Now, when there is revelation,
当那里有启示
，we find the heading of that letter is Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ.
在那里一开始乃是说。保罗，神的使徒。
As an apostle, he passed on the revelation that he had received.
做使徒，他把他得到的启示传递出去。
But then when it comes to the building of the church,
当讲到教会的建造，主的被抓住了。
We were once being captured.By the enemy.
我们曾经被仇敌掳去。
We were in captivity.
我们是
Our Lord is.
我们看到我们的地位乃做的。
He cannot do what he wants to do.
他不能够做的事。
He cannot go where he wants to go.
他不能够去他想要去的地方。
He has lost his freedom.
他失去了他的自由。
He is under someone.
他是在别人的下面。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，unless we take that position,
除非我们占这个地位
，there's no way to build the church.
不然就没有办法建造教会。
So, are we willing to take that rightful place?
我们愿不愿意站在这一个对的地位上
？Then the Apostle Paul.The prisoner in the Lord says.
然后，使徒保罗，这个在做主监狱的这个人说
，In chapter 4 verse 1,
第四章第一节告诉我们
，I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye have been called.
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Thank God we have been called.
感谢神，我们是蒙召的。
Now what is our calling?
我们的召是什么
？The calling here does not refer to our individual calling.
这一个呼召不是我们个人单独的呼召。
It is an overall calling.
这是一个全面的呼召。
All of us are called.
所有的人都蒙召。
We are all called.Into this.
我们都蒙召进入这一个。
Now, what is that calling according to Ephesians?
哦，在以弗所书里面的这个召是什么呢
？Now, that calling is we are called to be the body of Christ.
这一个呼召乃是我们 被召成为基督的身体。
Now what a calling that is！
哦，这是何等样的呼召
！It is a holy calling, on high calling。
这是上面来的呼召，这是圣召。
It is a heavenly calling。
这是一个哦属天的呼召。
We are called to be the body of Christ。
我们被召成为基督的身体。
We are not just called to be saved。
我们不单单是蒙召得拯救。
We are not just called that we may go to heaven。
我们不单单是蒙召可以上天堂。
We are called to be the very body of Christ。
我们蒙召是成为基督的身体。
All the fullness of the head dwells in the body。
头一切的丰富都住在身体里面。
All the riches of Christ dwell in the body.
基督一切的丰盛都居住在身体里面。
And the glory of Christ manifested through that body.
基督的荣耀借着这个身体彰显出来。
It is one with him.
与他合一。
As the head is, so is the body.
哦，头是怎么荣耀，身体也是如此。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We are called.To be the body of Christ.
我们蒙召成为基督的身体。
Now, since this is our calling,
哦，因着这是我们的呼召。
We shall walk worthy of our calling.
我们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Are we walking worthy of our calling?
我们的行事为人是不是与我们所蒙的召相称。
Now how can we walk worthy of our calling?
我们怎么能够哦活出与所蒙召的恩相称呢？
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Now these are the qualities, the character of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主他自己的性情。
Because he is meek and lowly in heart.
因为我们的主是温柔谦卑。
He calls us to yoke with him.
他呼召我们与他一同负轭。
To learn of him.
学他的样式。
Because he is meek.And lowly in heart.
因为他心里柔和谦卑。
There is no resistance in him towards his father.
在他的里面，对他的父从来不说不。
That's meekness.
这是温柔。
He is lowly in heart.
他心里柔和谦卑。
And that lowliness means there is no self in him.
那个温柔谦卑是说到他没有他自己。
That is what Christ is.
这是基督所是的。
And that is what we should be.
这也是我们应该所是的。
It is his life in us.
这是那个生命，他的生命在我们里面。
It is his character in us.
他的性情在我们里面。
With that kind of attitude, we are able.To be built together.
因着这样的态度，我们才能够被建立在一起。
How we are resistant to God.
我们多少时候我们拒绝神。
You know, the Bible said Moses is the meekest of men.
哦，圣经告诉我们说，摩西是最温柔的人。
Now that doesn't seem to be right.
好像并不太对。
Because Even all the artists, when they draw the picture of Moses,
你知道那些的艺术家，他们画摩西的像的时候，
he was so majestic.
哦，他那里是非常的尊严威严。
So strong.
哦，非常的刚强。
Powerful.
哦，非常的带着大能。
And that the Bible says he's the meekest of men.
但圣经说他是人当中最温柔的一位。
Why?
为什么
？Because there's no resistance.In him towards God.
因为在他的里面，没有拒绝神。
Absolute submission.
绝对的顺服。
Absolute obedience.
绝对的顺从。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
How about us?
我们如何呢？
Is there still resistance in us towards God?
我们向着神有说不吗？
Are we ready at all times to obey?
我们是不是预备好常常对神是顺服的？
Are we lowly in heart?
我们心里柔和谦卑吗？
Selfless.
没有自己。
Willing to take the lowest place because that's where we are.
愿意取最卑微的地位，这是我们应该的。
And then it says.
然后说。
With long suffering.
正义说，用爱心互相宽容，忍耐。这个说忍耐。
Long suffering.
长久的忍耐。
It means suffer long.
就是哦，长期受苦。
Now, do you expect that?
你们是不是想到会这样呢？
To be built into the body of Christ means long suffering.
被建造成为基督的身体，意思就是长期受苦。
You remember 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
你记得哥林多前书十三章里面。
It is a chapter on love.
那里是讲到爱的这一章的圣经。
But it is related to the church, the body of Christ.
这里是讲到有关于教会基督的身体。
And the first quality of love is love suffers long.
头一个爱的条件乃是恒久忍耐。
How God suffers long.With us.
神是对我们来讲是多么的恒久忍耐。
And the church, because it is a place of love, it is a place of long suffering.
教会因为是一个爱的居所，所以是一个恒久忍耐的地方。
Are you ready to suffer?
你预备好了没有受苦
？And suffer long.
长久受苦。
If you're not ready, then.
如果你没有预备好的话
，Don't try to be built into the church.
不要想建造教会。
No wonder there are people today who want to keep to themselves.
哦，难怪有一些人，他们都是自己独来独往。
We can seek the Lord.
我们可以自己寻求神。
The Lord and I and nobody else.
我与主没有别人。
It seems very spiritual.
看起来很属灵。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，they are not built into the body of Christ.
他们没有被建造成为基督的身体。
They miss the eternal purpose of God.
他们失去了神那永远的旨意。
And then it says,
然后这里说
，bearing with one another.In love.
用爱心互相宽容。
Now all these are the qualities of Christ.
这都是基督的性情。
Only when we are standing in Christ.
唯有当我们站在主这一边。
We are able to begin to be built up together.
我们才开始被建立在一起。
And the first thing.Is using diligence to keep the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
头一件那里说到用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Why?
为什么
？Because the body is one.
因为身体只有一个。
As the head is one, the body is one.
一个头，一个身体。
Therefore, we have to keep diligently the unity of the Spirit.
所以我们要竭力保守合一的灵。
What is the unity of the Spirit?
这个合一的灵是什么
？That unity has already been given.
这个合一已经给了我们。
It has been given to all of us.
这已经 给了我们所有的人。
So what we need is to keep it.
我们所需要的是竭力保守。
Diligently keep it.
竭力的保守。
Why? Because it is so precious.
因为这是太宝贵了。
You can easily lose it.
因为你很容易就失掉。
Now what is the unity of the Spirit?
什么是灵里面的合一？
That has already been given to us.
这已经给了我们。
It is in the seven ones that follow.
这是在下面讲的七个义的里面。
There is one body and one spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
The first three relates to God the Spirit.
这前面三个是属于神，属于灵的。
Because in one Spirit, that is in the one Holy Spirit, we have been baptized into one body.
因为在一位圣灵的里面，我们给进入成为一个身体。
And we all drink. Of one spirit.
我们都饮于一位圣灵。
So we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, into one body.
所以我们借着圣灵进到圣灵的里面，成为一个身体。
I think this is evident.
我觉得这是非常确定的。
As soon as you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们信了主以后
，immediately you find there is not only a bond between you and God，
你就发现那里不单只是你跟神有一个连结
，you find there is a bond between you and all the other children of God，
你就发现你跟所有神的儿女们都要连在一起
，because we belong to each other，
因为我们是。彼此相属的。
We are one body.
我们是一个身体。
And we drink of one spirit.
我们饮于一位圣灵。
The same Holy Spirit dwells in us.
同一位圣灵住在我们里面。
And teaches us and brings us to Christ.
教导我们，把我们带到基督的面前。
And what is the hope of our calling?
那我们荣耀的我们蒙召有一个指望，这个指望是什么
？What is that hope？
那一个指望是什么
？What is the hope of the body？
这个身体的指望是什么
？The hope of the body is that the body is fully matured and become the bride of the Lamb。
身体的指望乃是身体长大成人，成为羔羊的妻。
This is our blessed hope。
这是我们那个荣耀的盼望。
And we have。All these three.
我们这三个一我们都有了。
And then it says,
然后说
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一喜。
That relates to God the Son.
这是讲到神子。
Our Lord Jesus is our Lord.
我们的主耶稣他是我们的主。
He is Lord to every one of us.
他是我们每个人的主。
And it is one faith,
一信
and that one faith means we believe he is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我们相信他是基督永生神的儿子
because that is the faith that saves us.
因为这一个信心就拯救了我们
One baptism,
一洗
it is not the manner of baptism.
不是如何的受洗。
It is the meaning of baptism.
而是受洗的意义。
We have all been baptized into Christ.
我们是被进入基督的里面。
We belong to Christ.
我们属于基督。
All of us,
我们所有的人
belong to Christ.
属于基督的。
And then, God the Father.
然后，一神。
One
父神。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
We have the same Father.
我们有同一位父。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Where is the unity of the Spirit?
那个圣灵的合一在哪里？
The unity of the Spirit is in the Triune God.
那个灵里面的合一是在三一的神的里面。
In the world, we have all differences and distinctions.
哦，在地上我们有各各样样的分门。
But in God, we are one.
但在神里面，我们是一。
In our Lord Jesus, we are one.
在我们的主耶稣基督里面，我们是一。
In the Holy Spirit, we are one.
在圣灵的里面，我们是一。
Let us keep diligently that unity.
要我们竭力的保守这一个一。
Do not allow anything to come in and break that unity.
不要容许任何的东西来破坏这个一。
Whether it is.National distinctions.
不管是国籍的分别。
Because there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
因为在那里不分犹太人或外人。
Whether it is cultural difference.
哦，也不分这个文化的分别。
The civilized or the barbarians.
哦哦，那些为奴的、自主的。
There is no social difference.
也没有社会的分别。
The bondman or the freeman.
哦，那些为奴的或者是自主的。
In Christ Jesus，
在耶稣基督里。
In the Holy Spirit，
在灵里面。
In God the Father，
在父神的里面。
We are one，
我们是一。
And let this oneness surpasses all differences，
让这个一超越一切的不同。
We may have different ideas.
我们可能有不同的意见。
We may have different interpretation of the word of God.
可能对于神的话有不同的解释。
We may have different experience of the Son of God.
我们可能对神的儿子有不同的经历。
But all these are secondary.
但这一切都是次要的。
The foundation is the unity of the Spirit.
那根基乃是灵里面的合一。
So let us continue.To fellowship with one another.
让我们继续彼此的交通。
Not because we have differences.
不是因为我们有什么不一样的地方。
Therefore, we are divided.
所以我们就那样的分裂开。
And we do not belong to one another.
我们彼此都不属在这个义的里面。
Even become enemies to one another.
甚至我们彼此成为敌人。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The cross must work.In each one of us.
十字架要在我们每个人的身上做工。
Cross out anything that will conflict with the unity of the Spirit.
除灭一切与灵里面合一相违背的。
In spite of all the differences.
虽然我们有这样的很多的不同。
Let us be one.
让我们成为一。
Let us continue to fellowship with one another.
让我们继续的彼此的交通。
And through fellowship,
借着交通
one day,
一天
we will arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们有一天能够在信心的里面跟在认识我主耶稣基督的里面合为一。
The unity of the faith.
那个对在真道上合为一。
Is different from one faith in verse 4.
哦，这是与第四节那个一信是不一样的。
One faith refers to the basic faith. The faith that saves us.
那一信是讲到我们最基本的信心，就是得救的那个相信。
The faith refers to the whole truth of God.
那个在真道上合为一，是讲到整个的真理。
The faith that's once delivered to us.
那一个信心是那样的，那个真道是那样的赏给我们的。
Today.We may have different understanding, interpretation of our faith.
今天我们对一些的真道，我们所信的 可能有不同的解释，不同的认，不同的观点。
But if we are willing to continue to fellowship with one another,
如果我们真是愿意继续的彼此的交通
，not isolate one another,
我们不是一个一个的分开。
If we are willing to be humble and open to one another,
如果我们愿意谦卑，我们向弟兄姊妹完全的打开。
Until the Lord will lead us into the unity of the faith,
直到我们的主把我们带到在真道上同归于一。
And the same thing is true with the knowledge of the Son of God.
同样，在认识神的儿子上面也是同样。
And this refers to the experiential knowledge of the Son of God.
这里是讲到对于神儿子的经历。
We will experience Christ together.
我们一同来经历基督。
What you experience of Christ will help me, and what I have experienced of Christ will help you.
你所经历的基督能够帮助我，我所经历的基督能够帮助你。
Then we will grow up.
那我们就在身体里面渐渐的来长大。
Until we come to the full measure.Of the stature of Christ,
直到我们长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And that's the time when the bridegroom will come to take his bride.
那个时刻乃是新郎来迎娶他的新妇。
So, brothers and sisters, there's much work of the cross in us corporately.
弟兄姊妹，在身体整体的上面。要有许多十字架的工作。
Are we willing to humble ourselves, not only before God, but before one another?
我们愿意谦卑，不单只在神的跟前，我们也是彼此的谦卑。
As our brother mentioned last night in Philippines,
我们的弟兄昨天晚上讲到腓立比
esteeming the others as more excellent than we are.
我们要看。别人比自己强。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The cross is a must in the building of the church.
十字架在基督身体的建造上面是必须的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee because Thou knowest what we need most.
主，我们感谢你，你知道我们所需要的。
Thou knowest that we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow thee.
主啊，你知道我们需要舍己，背起我们的十字架来跟从你。
Thou knowest that we need to bear one another's cross.
主啊，你知道我们要彼此来背负十字架。
So Lord, we look to Thee for grace.
我们仰望你给我们恩典。
Knowing that Thy grace is sufficient for us.
我们知道你的恩典够我们用。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.